With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump says he will fire a Federal Reserve governor unless she resigns. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The director of the agency that oversees mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has urged the Justice Department to investigate Fed Governor Lisa Cook. The administration accuses her of committing mortgage fraud. President Trump is vowing to take action unless she steps down.
I'll fire her if she doesn't resign.
Cook said she had no intention of being bullied to step down and that she takes any questions about her financial history seriously. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The president is saluting the work of some 2,000 National Guard troops deployed in Washington, D.C. to confront crime. Senator Eric Schmidt, a Missouri Republican, urges states like his own who have a crime problem to ask the DOJ for assistance.
You've got an administration now that wants to provide help, and you can do that even in places like Missouri, even though Democrats, you know, represent St. Louis, they represent Kansas City, they represent Chicago, they represent New York. I think if you're creative, and you care about these things, you can be part of the solution. And now we've got a new U.S. attorney who, by the way, worked for me when I was AG, that's coming in and to do everything that we can.
Senator Schmidt made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Israeli airstrikes have hit Yemen's capital this morning, just days after the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels fired what the Israeli military described as the first cluster bomb launched by the rebels since 2023. The Houthis said the strikes on Sunday hit multiple areas across Sana'a. The Houthi-run health ministry says two people were killed, 35 wounded. A judge in Mexico says Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. will stand trial over alleged ties to drug cartels, but he'll be free until then. He was deported from the U.S. for overstaying his visa this month. This is SRN News. It is very difficult to build a church in mostly Muslim Indonesia. The congregation in East Java had a construction project underway, but has now been shut down by the government, despite having previously obtained all necessary permission. This has been a long fight through the GKJW Church, which first obtained the land for the building in 1995 through a land grant. The congregation has been fighting ever since to get a building put up. Indonesia boasts the largest Muslim population on earth, and while violence against Christians is not common, there is very little religious freedom. A group of Jewish organizations is urging America's colleges and universities to tackle anti-Semitism, even as students are beginning to return for the fall semester. The Anti-Defamation League, the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, Hillel International, and the Jewish Federations of North America are offering tips on how schools can make their campus more welcoming for Jewish students. This is SRN News. Well, this falls under the category, be careful what you wish for.
As AI becomes a part of everyday life, its massive energy and water needs are coming more into focus. For example, simple AI queries require more than 20 times the energy of a Google search that doesn't use AI. Generating a 3-second video uses the same energy as turning on a light bulb for a year. But like it or not, the technology is likely here to stay. Keith Peters, Washington.
The nonprofit that manages New York Central Park is throwing its support behind a plan to end the horse-drawn carriages that have been fixtures there for 150 years. The Central Park Conservancy says in a letter to public officials that the popular tourist activity has an outsized impact on public safety and on park infrastructure. Meanwhile, animal rights groups are concerned about exactly how all those horses are actually being treated. This is SRN News.